Spencer Davis Groove, give me some lovin'. 7 o'clock on the nose right now.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
This segment of Face the Nation on the radio is presented by Eggland's Best.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. The death toll from flash floods in central Texas over the weekend has now topped 80.
There was so much screaming. There were dozens of vehicles just floating away.
Lorena Guillen watched as rushing waters washed through the campground she owns in Kerrville. Dozens of people are still missing. Julia Hatfield saw a little boy getting washed away.
I was about to jump in and my husband had to hold me back. He said, you're going to go too and there's nothing you can do if you jump in. Thankfully, by the end of the day yesterday, I saw his face online and he had been rescued.
Many of the young victims were attending an all-girls camp. Governor Greg Abbott.
We will remain 100% dedicated, searching for every single one of the children who were at Camp Mystic.
Among the campers lost, a 9-year-old member of Kansas City Chiefs owner Clark Hunt's extended family. President Trump has signed a major disaster declaration, but he's facing questions over cuts to the National Weather Service. CBS's Jason Allen is in Kerrville.
Authorities are facing scrutiny over why more people weren't alerted sooner. A CBS News analysis of real-time alert data kept by FEMA shows there were 22 flash flood warnings for Kerr County and the Kerrville area. But local officials insisted no one predicted a flood of this size.
Guadalupe River rose 26 feet in a mere 45 minutes. President Trump meets with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu at the White House today in hopes of a Gaza ceasefire agreement. The Carnegie Endowment's Aaron David Miller.
There's a better chance than ever now, since early this year, to actually reach another incremental interim deal.
Ceasefire talks with Hamas are resuming in Qatar today. They're marking the 20th anniversary of the July 7th suicide bombings in the UK.
I'm Vicky Barker in London. King Charles and Prime Minister Keir Starmer joining survivors and first responders at a service in St. Paul's Cathedral, one of many observances across the capital. Dan Brittle was on one of the three underground trains attacked. A city bus was also targeted.
I tried to move my arms and hands. I realized that my arms and hands were on fire.
52 people died. Nearly 800 were injured.
After a lengthy trial, a 50-year-old mother of two in Australia has been found guilty of murdering her in-laws by feeding them beef Wellington laced with death cap mushrooms. Many Aussies are relieved court proceedings are finally over.
You could see the evidence was there. I don't know why it took so long. It was just ridiculous.
I think it's quite unique, really. I mean, I've never heard of anybody poisoning someone with mushrooms before.
Dow futures are down 21. S&P futures off 16. This is CBS News.
Eggland's Best, the only eggs with more fresh and delicious taste, plus superior nutrition. Eggland's Best, better taste, better nutrition, better egg.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-209-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Wattles. A Kenosha County investigation that started with a single license plate found on a rural road has led to 23 people being federally charged in a major car theft ring. Detectives say the suspects stole over 175 high-end cars in Milwaukee, Racine, La Crosse, and Madison, and then sold them across the country. Police report the group used scanning devices and rekeying tools to steal cars, rebranded them with fake paperwork, and sold them across state lines. It's alleged that money was funneled through fake companies and real estate deals. The operation was also said to involve drugs, a stolen firearm, and counterfeit credit cards. A Burlington man was killed and two others seriously injured after a motorcycle and SUV collided Saturday morning in Walworth County. The driver of the motorcycle, 73-year-old Mark Weiss, died at the scene on Highway 11 and Highway JS. His passenger and the SUV driver were taken to the hospital with serious injuries. Police say neither of the people on the motorcycle was wearing a helmet. Swimming is still dangerous along Lake Michigan beaches in Racine, Kenosha, and Milwaukee counties. The National Weather Service has the beach hazard statement running through this morning due to strong winds and high waves. For now, people are advised to stay out of the water. Conditions are expected to get better later today as the winds die down. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Wattles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
Are back in town. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports baseball. It's the Brewers and the Dodgers tonight in Milwaukee to kick off a key three-game series. Freddie Peralta, just named to the All-Star game, will start tonight. The Brewers with a 3-1 win yesterday in Miami. Pitcher Brandon Woodruff got the win, holding the Marlins to just one run in six innings. Pat Murphy wasn't sure if Woodruff was ready.
His velo and his other stuff, it didn't indicate like, oh, this guy's going to go six today, but he located it well. And then the second inning, he was better. Third inning, better. Fourth inning, better. Fifth inning, better. It was like, wow. And he said, I'm coming to the end here in between the fifth and the sixth. And he went out in the sixth, and we had guys up in the pen, and it was great.
Woodruff says there's nothing like pitching in the big leagues.
You can't replicate anything that you want to in the minor leagues to get you ready for the big leagues. You just can't. You need to get in this environment. You need to get back out on that major league mound, and that take care of everything.
That's Brewers pitcher Brandon Woodruff with Sports on Mike Clemens.
It's going to be mostly sunny today with a high of 75 this afternoon. The wind out of the northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, 63. Tomorrow, partly cloudy in the morning, then cloudy with scattered thunderstorms in the afternoon. Our high right around 83. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp, 62.
Let me tell you guys the most awkward place to run into a homeless person. It's on your way to the Coinstar. No, sir, I don't have any spare change. I was just going to try and flip this into regular money, but thank you. I'm not going to lie, guys, I love taking pictures of people with my cell phone. There's no camera on it, but most people don't know that. It's usually about 45 awkward seconds of friends posing for pictures while I check text messages. Do you guys think birds ever say, hey, I know this sounds crazy, but hear me out. Tomorrow, I'm gonna try and kill two people with one stone.
Girls out of sight, yeah. Said she loves me, yes, yes, she does. Gonna show her tonight, yeah. She got the way to move me, Jerry.
She got the way to move me. She got the way to move me,
Jerry, baby.
She got the way to move me.
All right. Catch up on
Neil Diamond, Cherry Cherry, local news, timeless hits at WRJN. Did you hear that story in the news at the top of the hour on CBS about the woman in Australia just found guilty? She poisoned her in-laws with some mushrooms. She made beef Wellington and poisoned them with mushrooms, and they died. And she just found guilty. She's going to prison now. A family in Australia ended up in the ER after an Italian restaurant served them insect repellent. They ordered cranberry juice and got two glasses of citronella instead. I assume they didn't leave a tip. This also happened in Australia. You know, if I ever go to visit Australia, which I probably won't, don't eat there. Bring your own food.
I wanna go home where I belong. 'Cause now I'm just alone. What can I do? What can I say? I'm a lonely teenager. Now I'm 17, still alone, wondering if I should go home.
Dan DiMucci from Deanna the Belmont's Lonely Teenager. It is 7:13 on a Monday morning. I know what you're thinking. I know exactly what you're thinking this morning because everybody's thinking of the same thing.
I don't really want to do the work today. I don't really want to do the work today. I don't really want to do the work today. I don't want to do the work today.
What? What's this?
Uh-oh. I don't really want to do the work today. I don't really want to do the work today. I don't really want to.
How many people found a way to call in sick today, huh?
I see the moon rising. I see trouble on the way. I see earthquakes and lightning. I see bad times today. Don't go around tonight. Let's we
Diego, CCR, Bad Moon Rising, local news, timeless hits right here at WRJM. Here's some records that probably will never be broken, but you never know. The album that spent the most weeks in the Billboard Top 200 chart, Dark Side of the Moon by Pink Floyd. Get this, 990 weeks in the Top 200, more than 19 years it stood there. And there's a Guinness World Record for the most prolific cannibal. A tribal chief in Fiji in the 1800s named Ratu Uldri Udri ate between 872 and 999 people. My goodness, where are those people in Fiji? 1,000 people? You know where Fiji is? That's where they do the TV show Survivor now. For the past like 10 years, they do it there at their base in Fiji. I wonder if they know that fact. Gee. Whoa. It's 717 at WRJN.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Peach Wabba. Not a lot opening wide this weekend, but there is almost one slam dunk blockbuster, and that is Jurassic World Rebirth, which opened yesterday and is expected to easily finish in first place at the box office, as Universal Studios is hoping for a $100 to $130 million haul over the five-day holiday weekend. The film is scoring mediocre reviews at best. Only two of the seven Jurassic films in the franchise have drawn over 60% or fresh readings on Rotten Tomatoes. Rebirth stars Scarlett Johansson and Mahershala Ali and is directed by Gareth Edwards. If you're not in the mood for dinosaurs, check out F1, the Formula One racing film starring Brad Pitt. And if you want some horror and a great theater experience, check out 28 Weeks Later. Opening in limited release are a couple swell re-releases, including This is Spinal Tap, which hits the big screen a couple months before the long-awaited latest chapter, Spinal Tap 2, drops. Let's go to the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
There's no better place to catch Brewers baseball than right here. Every pitch, every hit, every home run.
And a fly ball to right center. Malloy is back, and this one is gone again for Hoskins.
We've got the action all season long. Turn it up. Brewers baseball lives on your local Civic Media radio station.
Says goodbye. Hooray for Hazel, I'm now on her list. I'm just another fool that couldn't resist. Hooray for Hazel, she put me down. Hooray for Hazel, she made me her crown. Hooray for Hazel, she's up to her tricks. Hooray for Hazel, she's getting her kicks. Never feels any pity or shame. A broken heart is just a part of her evil game. Hooray for Hazel, she did it again. I'll join the ranks of broken hearts that she put me in. Hooray for Hazel, she put me down. Hooray for Hazel, she made me her clown. Hooray for Hazel, she's up to her tricks. Hooray for Hazel, she's getting her kicks. Hazel only does things she wants to do. She's selfish and she's spoiled and she knows that she's cute. Hooray for Hazel, she still gets her way. But there's a time a coming we'll be able to say. Hooray for Hazel, there's tears in her eyes. Hooray for Hazel, she knows how to cry. Hooray for Hazel, she's meek as a dove. Hooray for Hazel, she's begging for love. Hooray for Hazel, there's tears in her eyes.
There you go, Tommy Rowe. Hooray for Hazel. Local news, timeless hits right here at WRJN. Yeah, this is kind of weird because you say, what did they do before this? Brushing your teeth didn't take off until after World War II when soldiers came home and brought the habit with them. So you're telling me before World War II, nobody brushed their teeth? My father was my father, my grandparents, my mother, didn't they, I wish I can go back and say, didn't you brush your teeth back then? I mean, didn't anybody think about it? You know, telling me before World War II, everybody had bad breath and everything. Little pieces of broccoli sticking out of their teeth. 7:21, local news, Dan Lassitz. Chairman of the board, give me just a little more time. Local news, timeless hits right here at WRJN. So this chicken in Canada broke a world record by correctly identifying six letters, numbers, and colors in under a minute. That's better than most people can do, I think, right? Congratulations to that chicken. It's 7:24. Here come the Everly Brothers.
Don't want your love.
Don't want you.
Brothers, Kathy's Cloud at 726. Local news, timeless hits here at WRJN. Hey, it's time for Paul Harvey and the rest of the story brought to you daily by Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha, 75th Street and 30th Avenue. Kenosha's family tradition for stunning customized floral arrangements, homemade candles, and premium chocolates. Paul coming up in 30 seconds.
When words fall short, let Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha speak for you with stunning floral arrangements. For birthdays, anniversaries, weddings, and corporate events, their breathtaking bouquets and elegant designs set the perfect tone. Include indulgent DeBrand truffles or a signature Carrie's candle featuring relaxing scents like Wisconsin Northwoods, Ocean Breeze, or Mom's House. Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha. Enter the spacious parking lot from 75th Street just west of 30th Avenue. Open until 7 p.m. weeknights and 2 p.m. Saturdays.
The rest of the story. Andy, by any interpretation of the term, was a success. In the Pittsburgh Telegraph Company for which he worked, he rose from messenger to operator within 18 months of being hired. His business skills baffled his admiring employer. His name was fast becoming known throughout the industry. His well-deserved wages were remarkable by any standard of the day. But then came the spring flood of 1852. Telegraph lines between Steubenville, Ohio, and Wheeling, West Virginia went down. There was only one man that the company could trust to take over the Steubenville office and supervise communications by riverboat until repairs could be made. That man was a boy named Andy, 16 years young. But this is the rest of the story. From the time Andy was very small, there was room for only one hero in his life, his father, Will. Will was a weaver of fine cloth. Andy's earliest, fondest recollections were of his dad working at the big hand loom in his shop, the deftness with which he operated the fascinating clattering contraption, and the beauty of the cloth he wove made Andy want to become a weaver himself someday. But times changed. Manufacturing machinery was quickly replacing the craftsman of the weaver's trade. In fact, it was the diminishing demand for Will's hand craftsmanship and the declining family income that resulted that inspired Andy to take that job at the Telegraph Company in the first place. Now, he's 16, an unmitigated success. He's running the company office in Steubenville when he hears his father is passing through town. Now, Will has learned of a modest market for hand-woven tablecloths in Wheeling and Cincinnati and is on his way by riverboat to make some sales. So Andy goes down to the Steubenville dock that damp, chilly spring night to surprise his father, to say hello and wish him well. But when the riverboat pulls in and ties up, and Andy looks out, he sees his father sleeping on the open deck. The old man awakens and sees Andy, struggles to his feet. The two meet. The boy instantly knows the matter. The fine, sweet, stoic hero of Andy's youth is traveling downriver like a homeless peddler, sleeping out in the cold spring rain because he cannot afford a cabin. Well, Andy takes his father's hand, and he said, "It'll not be long before you and mother shall ride in your own carriage." And to this impossible dream of riches, the man who has spent his entire life keeping his emotions inside answers, "I'm proud of you, son." Now the world knows that Andy's dream of wealth did come true, that he eventually became the greatest steel tycoon of the 19th century. But something even greater was born in Andy's heart one spring night on a dock in Steubenville, Ohio. An undying compassion that one day transformed him into the most extraordinary philanthropist of his, or perhaps of any time, when he became Andrew Carnegie. For you see, the record shows that the billion-dollar Carnegie Corporation of New York, which Andrew founded in 1911, that the billion-dollar Carnegie Corporation continues to this day to reach out to and meaningfully assist the poor. But you know what the Carnegie Corporation really is. It's Dad's carriage. Because now you know the rest of the story.
It's 7:31. Good morning. Let's check morning news once again. Here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Police say neither of the people on a motorcycle were wearing a helmet when it collided with an SUV in Walworth County Saturday morning. The motorcycle driver, 73-year-old Mark Weiss of Burlington, was pronounced dead at the scene. His passenger was seriously injured, along with the driver of the SUV. An investigation continues into the cause. You may want to wait for a swim in the Great Lake. The National Weather Service says there are dangerous swimming conditions along the Lake Michigan shoreline in Racine, Kenosha, and Milwaukee counties. It'll be like that through this morning. The warning includes wording about strong winds, high waves, and dangerous currents. For now, swimmers are urged to stay out of the water and away from piers and breakwalls. Waves could reach up to 6 feet. Conditions are expected to improve later in the day. Several ideas were put forward, but this one looks to have hit the 18th hole. A former golf course in Summers is set to become the Streets of Maplecrest, a new residential development featuring hundreds of housing units. A company called Home Path Financial recently purchased the 162-acre Maplecrest Country Club. They paid just over $3 million for the property. The plan is for a mix of single-family homes, duplexes, and quadplexes in multiple phases. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Wisconsin farmers did their best to manage through the heat and humidity of the 4th of July weekend, but there may still be some expense. I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Monday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news, and that expense may stretch beyond the energy bills. Cody Koster, dairy analyst with EverAg, says milk production is definitely going to fluctuate given the temperatures all dairy producers are experiencing.
I think right now it's going to be the upper Midwest. I mean, talking to folks on the West Coast, they've actually had a fantastic start to the summer. They have lower temps than we do right now in parts of Washington, Idaho, and California. Now, California is going to heat up into the triple digits this weekend, but they're kind of used to it, right? They're built for it. They've got the infrastructure for it out there. They've got sprinklers, misters, and all that kind of stuff. But the upper Midwest, I believe, is going to be the one that's getting hit the hardest in the foreseeable future, definitely the ones that are getting hit the hardest right now.
Cody Koster, dairy analyst with EverAg in Michigan, says that this heat is going to cost us not only in energy, but also milk production. He said he's been receiving calls from producers that noted they were down 20 to 23 pounds of milk per cow. Markets in overnight electronic trade as we get rolling on a Monday morning. Still not feeling much energy. I've got numbers next.
Hey, got yield? The Wisconsin Soybean Association is excited to announce the 2025 Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. Highlighting the innovative production practices of Wisconsin soybean growers, the Yield Contest celebrates soybean growers across the state and their dedication to improving their operations. Two winners will be selected from four geographical divisions, with additional awards available. Entry forms must be postmarked by August 31st, so don't wait. For more information, visit wisoybean.org.
When hot weather strikes your cattle, milk production drops and feed intakes decrease. Summer heat also impacts the quality of your herd's reproduction. Protect your cows and grow your bottom line. Add BioVet's Bovine Goldlight to your cow's daily ration. Bovine Goldlight keeps the herd hydrated, maintains milk production, and keeps your breeding program in check. Learn more about Bovine Goldlight at bio-vet.com.
Innovation.
On Thursday in Chicago, barrel cheese was unchanged. 40-pound block cheese up a penny at 168.5, while AA butter gained 2.5 to 60.5 per pound. This morning in Chicago, September corn is down 13 cents at 407, with December new crop down 14 cents at 423. August soybeans are down 23 at 1032. November beans are down 24 at 1025. Currently, the September wheat is down 14 at 543. The August Class 3 milk that goes into cheese, 4 cents stronger, currently at 1844 a hundredweight. There's a quick market snapshot on a Monday. I'm PM Yonke.
It's going to be mostly sunny today with a high of 75 this afternoon. The wind out of the northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, 63. Tomorrow, partly cloudy in the morning, then cloudy with scattered thunderstorms in the afternoon. Our high right around 83. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp, 62.
I don't know if this is a woman thing, but I was having lunch with my wife today. Out of the blue, she just leans over to me and goes, Pete, I just want you to know, if I ever get really sick and I'm in the hospital, it's okay if you want to move on with your life and see other people. You feel how tense it is right now? That's how tense it was. She meant it to be sweet, but she really just freaked me out. Like, next time I have the flu, she'll be like, this is Julio.
Don Rosen in the morning. WRJN. Sherry, Sherry baby, Sherry, Sherry baby, Sherry baby,
Sherry baby,
Sherry, can you come out tonight?
Come out tonight.
Sherry baby,
Sherry baby,
Sherry, can you come out tonight?
Why don't you come out?
Seasons, Sherry, 7:39, local news, timeless hits here at WRJN. You know, the first three digits of your social security number can never be 666. They banned it. Good reason, too. I had a pastor whose last three digits of his phone number was 666. And I said, doesn't it bother you? And he goes, no. It would bother me. It's 7:39, local news, timeless hits, only here at WRJN with Steve Lawrence.
Go away, little girl. Go away, little girl. I'm not supposed to be alone with you. I know that your lips are sweet, but our lips must never meet. I belong to someone else, and I must be true. Oh, go away, little girl. Go away, little girl. It's hurting me more each minute that you delay. When you are near me like this, you're much too hard to resist. So go away, little girl, before I beg you to stay. Go away, please don't stay. Call it a day, little girl. Oh,
Steve Lawrence, song written by Carole King and her husband Jerry Goffin. Go away, little girl. You know, Steve Lawrence and Edie Gourmet, what a great couple. Now, my mother told me a story once. Get this story. This is before Edie Gourmet even met Steve Lawrence. This is before they even met. My mother was at a resort up in the Catskill Mountains. And I don't know if Edie Gourmet was a performer. I think she was a performer that at the resort. Anyway, my mother's in the parking lot going out to her car, I think with my father. But anyway, they were going out to the car, and they passed by this other car in the backseat making out with this guy. I had nothing, you know, dirty, just, you know, kissing and necking in the backseat of the car. It was Edie Gourmet. My mother said it was, you know, kind of weird to walk by and see that. But that's before she ever met Steve Lawrence. My mother had some great stories for me. 7:42. Thank you, Mom. 7:42, local news. Timeless Hits, WRJN. It's cloudy now, but look for a clearing today with a high near 76. 60 degrees, beautiful morning. Right here at Radio Park with the Grassroots.
She's got something that moves my soul. And she knows I'd love to love her. But she lets me down every time. Can't make her mine. She's no one's lover tonight. With me, she'll be so inviting. I want her all for myself. Oh, temptation has improved my soul. Oh, temptation has. You've got to love me. You've got to love me tonight. Just the same.
Roots, Temptation Eyes, local news, Timeless Hits, WRJN. Here's a fun fact for you. I don't know if you remember this. Oprah Winfrey once gave everyone in her audience a car. That was back in 2004. Remember, they made the news and everything. Everybody gets a brand new car. What Oprah didn't tell everybody is they owed up. They wound up owing the IRS $6,000 in taxes for every one of those cars. So a lot of people couldn't accept the cars, or they had to get rid of them because they didn't have $6,000 cash to pay for the taxes. See, Oprah didn't tell you that part of it, right? 7:45 right now, WRJN.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
Hey, everybody. Ray Zirkle here from Time and Again Music. 9602 Durand Avenue on Highway 11, Sturtevant. Come on in and peruse our great selection of vinyl. Going on 8 years in July, it's amazing that we're still finding new customers every day, especially folks that are just moving into the area or maybe just never noticed us sitting in the spot that we're at. Come on out and see us on our 8th anniversary weekend, July 11th and 12th. We'll be having lots of great deals for you to take advantage of, so we'll see you there.
All hospice providers are not the same. Hospice Alliance is your community-based provider with over 4 decades of hospice experience. Being a nonprofit, Hospice Alliance provides a broader range of services, financial assistance, and a robust bereavement program. Hospice Alliance will provide an immediate admission meeting with a registered nurse, ensuring all needs are met from the start. To learn more, visit hospicealliance.org. Again, that's hospicealliance.org.
Craving real flavor? Come taste the love at Jaramillo's Home Cooking, Racine's hidden gem for authentic Hispanic cuisine. From their famous quesadilla tacos to Ruben's mouth-watering Spanish rice, every dish is made with passion. Great food with an unforgettable taste. You can find Jaramillo's Home Cooking off North Main at 301 Hamilton Street in Racine. Discover the flavor everyone's talking about. It's a must-visit for those seeking an authentic culinary adventure. Open Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect.
800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. 800-217-9129.
Green grass round my window, young leaves that the wind blows.
Greengrass, Gary Lewis and the Playboys. Local news. Timeless hits at WRJN. We've got some clouds in the sky, but that'll be clearing out later on today with a high near 76. Partly cloudy, lows around 65 degrees tonight. Partly sunny, slight chance of showers and thunderstorms tomorrow with a high near 81. Cloudy and 60 right now right here at Radio Park. All right, I'll tell you a story. I may have told this before. I'll tell you again. Paul McCartney has nothing bad to say about anybody, except in this case. All the songs that he wrote with John Lennon are listed as Lennon-McCartney. That's the way they're listed on the label, Lennon-McCartney. And his favorite song is one I've got coming up in just a moment. And he asked, and you have to know since John Lennon passed away, everything John Lennon is controlled by Yoko Ono. So he went to Yoko Ono and said, listen, this one song means a lot to me.
can we change the songwriting credits from Lennon-McCartney to McCartney-Lennon for that one song? Won't mean any less. You won't lose a dime on royalties. It's just it means something special to me. It's my favorite song out of all the Beatles songs we ever wrote together. Can we change that from Lennon-McCartney to McCartney-Lennon? And Yoko said, absolutely no. She wouldn't do it. I don't know why. She had nothing to do with the song. But he wasn't allowed to change it. Here was the song that he wanted to change that one songwriting credit on. Yesterday.
Yesterday. All my troubles seem so far away. Now it looks as though they're here to stay. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Suddenly I'm not half the man I used to be. There's a shadow hanging over me. Oh, yesterday came suddenly. An easy game to play. I need a place to hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Why she had to go, I don't know. She wouldn't say. I said something wrong. Now I long for yesterday. Love was such an easy game to play. I need a place to hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday.
We're going to say McCartney and Lennon wrote that song. The Beatles, Yesterday, 7:54. Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. All right, here's some of the worst ways people have been dumped. You ready? On the dance floor at my friend's wedding. Ouch. On the same day, I put my family's 14-year-old dog to sleep. He did it on April 1st, so I wasn't sure if it was an April Fool's joke or not until the next day when he stuck by it. He arranged with his superintendent to stage a fire at his building to get me out. Then immediately started blocking my calls and texts once I was gone. I dumped somebody once years ago. I don't want to tell you how I did, but I think I did a bad job. Nothing like that, but it wasn't a nice thing. It's really tough to dump somebody. 7:55, local news, timeless hits, WRJM with the Rascals. How can I be sure?
How can I be sure in a world that's constantly changing? How can I be sure where I stand with you? I really, really, really wanna know.
Rascals, how can I be sure? They're Young Rascals. Then became the Rascals, and then they just disbanded. We never heard from them again. All right, here are the top awkward things we'll pay someone to deal with because we don't want to deal with them. Like calling a locksmith after you locked yourself out of your car or your house. Assemble IKEA furniture for you after struggling to do it yourself. I assemble nothing. No, I don't like assembling things. They never work out well. Removing a bad tattoo, like when you get somebody's name tattooed on your arm, then you can't stand the person anymore and you're kind of stuck with it. My dad had two women tattooed on his arm, Sharon and Hazel. My mother's name was Harriet. All right. How about this? Going to get your stuff after a breakup with somebody. How do you do that? You just had a big fight. You broke up. Never want to see you again as long as I live. And by the way, I'm coming over your house to pick up my stuff. Oof. How about buying an embarrassing medication or product at the store? You ever pay someone to do that for you? I've never paid anyone to do it, but, you know, sometimes you want to go to a drugstore where they don't know you. Like Cheers, where everybody knows your name. You want to go to a drugstore and nobody knows you. It's 7:59, local news, timeless hits at WRJM. We have some clouds in the sky clearing today. Highs near 76. That's not bad. Partly cloudy tonight, low 65. Partly sunny, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms tomorrow with a high near 81. You know what today is? Today is the day after a long holiday weekend. I know what you don't want to do.
I don't really want to do the work today. I don't really want to do the work today. I don't really want to do the work today. I don't want to do the work today.
What? What's this?
Uh-oh. I don't really want to do the work today. I don't really want to do the work today. I don't really want to do the work today. I don't want to do the work today.
All right. It's 8 o'clock.
Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Heartbreak and hope after catastrophic flooding in central Texas that's killed more than 80 people. Dozens are unaccounted for. Ilda Mendoza has joined the search.
People are missing. We don't even know. And all of a sudden they're found, and families and kids. And it's like never ending.
Many young people are among the victims. CBS's Jason Allen is in Kerrville.
Children's summer camps got the shoreline of the Guadalupe. At Camp Mystic, an all-girls summer camp, the river started running through cabins where children were sleeping. Nearly a dozen third and fourth grade girls are still missing.
We're looking for places that they're going to potentially be alive.
The flooding ripped through homes and campgrounds where families were staying for the holiday weekend.
We're still hoping for the best. That's about all we can do in that and pray.
President Trump has signed a major disaster declaration, but there are questions over cuts to federal agencies. CBS Evening News' Maurice Dubois from Kerrville.
Some blame the National Weather Service for underestimating the flood risk and for lack of urgent alerts. Others note that Kerr County does not have its own flood warning.